First and foremost, Donald Trump is a megalomaniac. He's a narcissist. He's a xenophobe. He's a racist. He's a misogynist. He's all of these things and a thousand other negative characteristics that one could use to describe a human being. Whether he has an official diagnosis of mental illness is almost beside the point. It's just interesting that the Democrats are really so desperate to impeach Trump. They'll use any excuse, often attacking him actually from the right instead of the left, not in a principled way, as is shown with all of the quote-unquote controversy and allegations surrounding Russia, none of which have been proven with any actual concrete facts. So these latest allegations that he should be removed from office because he's mentally ill, I think really misses the point. Trump should be removed from the presidency, not from the right, from the right wing. He should be removed by a massive, popular, multinational people's movement because his agenda, unrestrained capitalism, represents a massive threat, not just to the American working people, but really the working people of the planet and the environment itself. So the Democrats, once again, are proving that they have no backbone to stand up for the true issues and to represent an agenda that is entirely independent of the Democratic Party establishment, of the Trumps, the Clintons, and the other ruling class families. And what this proves is what we already know, that the people of the U.S. need an independent, anti-imperialist, conscious, working-class movement to stand up to not just Trump, but the entire system.